Strike a Chord Podcast, music chit chat with your hosts Valentina Gikowski and Amla Piriakabu. Welcome to Strike a Chord. Hey gang, Amla.
I'm good. How are you?
Do you know this is our 44th episode?
Oh, wow. We've done a few.
I think it's a great accomplishment.
Yeah, I mean, how many of those did you do on your own, though?
I knew the first year. I didn't do many, about not even 20. I think it was something like that, 20. Something like that.
Yeah.
But this is our third year, which is
third
good.
Year,
this
wow.
This is into our third
yeah,
year.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so that's good.
Yeah, that's cool. And we've got a few guests lined up to come in.
We've had some really cool guests in the past. So
yeah.
It's really good to, continue the journey and continue the chats and the conversations and everything like that. I wanted to bring up, you've got a single coming up, yeah?
Yes, a single that you've recorded, produced, mixed, and mastered.
Yes, thank you. I'm very proud. Actually, I'm very proud of it. I can't wait till it comes out. I'm really wrapped. Your playing is phenomenal on it, and I think it needs to be somewhere where there's a lot of listeners, and it needs to be somewhere on the top level of the musical food chain. So,
oh, thank you. Likewise, your playing is so beautiful on it. You captured the vibe beautifully.
I think my playing just sort of like accompanies what the whole picture is there. Your vision of this track is phenomenal, and Queenie.
Yes,
is what it's called, right?
Yes, Queenie.
Single launch is on the 3rd?
Yes, it's on Sunday the 3rd of March.
Which I'll be playing.
Yes, yes.
At the Wesleyan?
Yeah, it'll be an afternoon show. So I'll be on at 3:30 and Nina.
And together with Nina, yeah?
Yeah, and she'll release a single called Lion, funnily enough.
Lion.
We're talking about how we unintentionally themed it. Lion's the king of the jungle,
yeah.
And mine's called Queenie.
Which is a...
An animal, right? A greyhound.
It's a song for a greyhound. So there is that connection there with our inner beasts.
Yes.
Or the inner beasts, should I say. But good on you. I'm like, it sounds fantastic. The playing and the composition in the arrangement is fantastic.
Oh, so. Thank you for putting all your input, work, and energy into
absolute
it.
Absolute pleasure.
It's really cool. It's very different as well, which I really
like. It's
very
different for you.
Yeah.
It's a very different very different area you've gone in with this. It's like you've turned the switch on from this to that, and you've gone straight in. It hasn't been like a nice gradual transition. That's right. You've just gone straight into there. And that's probably what we can talk about today, maybe.
Well, you've managed. I wonder if we feed off each other with that too, because look at what you've recorded. You've gone from metal to jazz to like you've fused so many.
Yeah, and I think that's the unknown. Sometimes is what is exciting.
Yeah,
and you want to have a taste of what you can listen to, what you can hear, what you can play as well.
But definitely. And on that, it's interesting you're saying like it's a different style for me. Part of me, as I was writing it, I was thinking, oh, but everyone heard this other song just before. If I release this new song, maybe people, I'll lose all those followers. But then that's kind of the society of people telling us how we need to write our music. And I just don't care now. I just want to write whatever I'm feeling.
You're 100% spot on. You're spot on, and this is the conversation I've had with a few young artists who, they don't know whether to conform or not.
Yeah, right.
But I think you're not going to be. I know that you're not going to be able to satisfy everyone in the world, right?
No, musically. May as well musically satisfy yourself. And whoever's along for the ride is along for the ride.
So true.
And some of the best musicians I've been listening to change all the time. And you end up on their journey as well, and you can see what they're going through and what they're feeling.
And that's the thing. And why is it okay for them to change and not anyone else? So this is sometimes when you've got the name, or you, oh, he's popular, or she's popular, or, you know, they've done this, oh, I'm going to do that as well. It's not about that. It's about doing what you feel, you know. It's this track that you've done, when you were recording it, I could see that you were playing what you felt, and it happened quite quick.
Yeah, it was very – I'm still astounded at how quickly we put it together.
Yeah. You done, what, one take, and it was
really perfect. That was the draft, and we drafted it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the second take was polishing it up, really.
We just did a second take, yeah.
Yeah, which was amazing. And that's how you know that things are working.
Yeah.
Look, there are some times where, you know, you hit a brick wall and you don't know what's going on. You don't know how to do this or how to play that or how to arrange that, what's next in the composition and whatever. But when it all falls into place like that, it's like so good, so refreshing. And it's different.
Yeah, it's very different. Yeah.
It's the, like, you don't even remember your approach sometimes.
No, you don't even remember the process half the time. Yeah. It just flowed.
Yeah, so that's why people say often, enjoy the moment and enjoy that process at that time, because it might not happen again.
Yeah.
And I think we enjoyed it a lot. You can feel, you can see the energy when we were recording it. It was like, it was just happening.
Well, we want to do more. I mean,
yeah, we are going to be doing more.
It's kind of a cinematic film score-esque.
Isn't that a different world as well?
Yeah, that's another world in itself.
Like writing a score, I'd love to do a whole score for a film. I reckon that'll be the most challenging thing that anyone could do musically. But it's such a salad bowl of emotions when you're writing that sort of music. It's like you can picture, even writing it without having a film in mind, having a picture in mind.
Yeah,
that music's going to give you those pictures in your head.
Yes,
you know. But it's a different ball game. It's totally different. And now with obviously with technology, it makes things hell of a lot easier. You don't have to go into a massive studio like Abbey Roads and record a symphony orchestra to get that score, you know. So you can actually,
it's plugins as well.
Yeah, it's plugins. Yeah, plugins have helped me immensely. But that layering effect of the violins.
Yes.
And then having the flute and having the violins augmented a little bit to sound like something else, that experimentation was fantastic.
Yeah.
And everyone will hear that very soon. but you see that layering effect sometimes can be, if it doesn't happen correctly, I think it's questionable. But it just happens.
It could sound a bit muddy, right, if it's not.
Not even muddy, but your intention sometimes of what layering and what your expectation is of a sound is sometimes different than when you actually do it. But this time, I think it exceeded the expectations.
Mm.
You know, like you just laid one after the other, bang, 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 and it all just happened.
Yeah, that's pretty much what we did. We just recorded each part, and then
and it was amazing. It was something that doesn't happen very often. I'm going to show you. But at the end of the day, it's about what makes you happy, you know?
And look, this is a new experiment. I'm just experimenting with different sounds and ideas. You should
experiment more often.
Yeah.
Sounds great.
I will.
It's sometimes, and I had a young guy in here yesterday, jazz pianist Vincenzo. He's very, very, very good young pianist coming up. And, you know, we were talking about pieces that he wants to record and everything like that, and writing out the compositions and arrangements and stuff like that. Sometimes you don't need to write it out. Like, we didn't write out anything.
No.
It just happened.
Yeah.
I think sometimes we just got to take a step back and look at it holistically.
Yeah.
And just think, what do I feel? What are we going to...
As long as you've got the core idea, and sometimes you can start it from scratch as well.
Definitely. Definitely. Yeah. I think that collaboration is very important. Another experience like that I had was with Simon Perlman.
Yeah, yeah.
Where he came in and we actually we actually played together live and we recorded it, and it came up really good. And that's for his, I think, his upcoming instrumental album. So,
oh, great.
That was a really good experience, because I think what we do these days, we're all in our own little studios, or there's a lot of solitude. And sometimes we forget that we can actually work with someone else and make things happen as well. That's why collaborations are really fun.
Oh, it's so important to even just to obtain music, different musical ideas from different people as well.
So important.
Yeah.
So important. It's like the rehearsal we had.
Oh, was yeah. On Monday.
With Tamer.
Yeah.
There's three of us, and there's a lot of things going on. But if someone was just to sit back and just watch, they think there's so much going on. But for us, it was just a creative session.
That's what we
hang for sometimes.
Yeah,
you know. But I think at the end of the day, it's you have to be happy of the end product as well. And I think that single is gonna be it's fantastic, you know. And hopefully it's gonna just
end up in a film.
Yeah, shoot up and somewhere and
in a good
get,
film.
Yeah, and you're gonna get a massive royalty check. Massive kickbacks, and you're gonna rock up
at your next gig. Residual income. Yeah.
Rock up at your next gig in a limo.
I mean, look, I'd probably just buy a flute with that money. I need a new one. I've needed a new one for like 4 years now.
I hope you get to the point where you're so up there and you have all this money and you have all this abundance, where you have a person hired just to hold your flute going, just to take it out of the boot of the car, take it to the stage, and then take it back.
I mean, they would probably handle it a bit better than I would.
Yeah, I think you got a point. You've been known to be a bit rough with your flute.
Yeah.
But look, all in all, look, I enjoyed so much producing that track. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed end to end, you know, all the way to the final mastering process. It was fantastic. And I still want to listen to it. I still have goosebumps. So well done, Amla.
Thank you. Fantastic. Oh, thank you for bringing my vision to life.
No, absolute pleasure. I'm happy that, you know, I have brought it to life, and, you know, that's the main thing, you know, having something there. But sometimes you got to do it for yourself. Like this young guy came in yesterday. I'm going to mention him again, Vincenzo. He goes, I want to record something, but I don't want to record it just to get out there and get popular. I want to record something for myself.
Yeah.
And something to show my family. You know, that's the first thing that I want to do, because he hasn't recorded before. Like, he hasn't released anything. He's recorded, but he hasn't released anything. So it's so grassroots, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, you're not going in there to record to get something back. You just record and arranging and posing a piece just for yourself. You know?
It's something, I mean, one of my goals for this year is to record more and to challenge myself as well, and to just put more music out there. And that in itself is a different experience to, say, performing live.
Yeah, definitely.
Which we've both done a lot of. And it's nice to also to kind of take a different creative road and cut back a bit, and or have a little break. And
it's different.
Yeah,
like you saw yourself in that, and you jumped into the seat to mix a little bit. And
yeah,
then you saw, that's a different role in itself.
Completely. Yeah. You
know? I think everyone should have that experience.
Mm.
Every musician should have that experience to, first of all, go in and record. You know, if possible, go in and put your hands on the desk and just play around, just to get a notion of how sound is produced, and how things are produced, and how things work. You don't have to be a producer per se, or you don't have to be an audio engineer. Just go in and have a little play and see how things work, because you'll get a different interpretation of when you record as to when you play live, and what can be done, what can't be done, you know.
Definitely.
Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
What was your learning from it, from that whole, where we sat down and we mixed and you heard your magic come back through the headphones and through the monitors and through everything? What was your perspective?
Oh, look, I was just amazed at how quickly it all happened. That was, I mean, I didn't learn that, but that's just something I noticed. But I guess it was really interesting to see you work with the mixing and even the way you recorded and how quick you were to, you were able to hear all these nuances that I couldn't hear as well in the parts levels and and there's so many layers, and that's definitely something I learned a little bit about.
Yeah.
And it was also overwhelming to see that process because the mixing in itself, that
it's
would,
hard work.
It's a lot of work. Yeah.
And you didn't have any drums or percussion.
No.
And that is also challenging.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you got to still make that thing sound like not percussive, but you've got to give that groove still. You got to
There's got to be like some kind of inner beat or something that's carrying it through.
Yeah,
yeah.
That the expression.
Yeah.
You know, that expression that you've played, that needs to be amplified.
But I felt like you did that with the guitar, because the guitar, that's underneath the whole time. Yeah. That's keeping the
that's all part of the arrangement.
Yeah, yeah.
But like with all of that too, you got to give every little thing justice in the mix.
Yeah,
and you saw that.
Yeah,
you saw how when we started to mix some of the tracks, other tracks, you heard some different things come out. Oh, that's not right. You know, so when it starts to when you start to, like when you're ironing and you start to iron out these creases and you think, oh, there's more creases here. So you need to iron that out. It's a fantastic journey. Mixing and mastering has got me, you know, like it's got me fully into, I'm really enjoying it. I hope my ears just last, you know.
I think they will. will. And I'm still amazed at how you can do the entire process. And as well, generally they have, other people end up mixing, but you've managed to.
I just love it.
Yeah.
I love listening to all of that. And I love listening to everything that's in the process. And then I enjoy that process. And then I love to listen to what the outcome is, what the end product is. Whether it's good or bad, I love to listen to it because it's also education.
Mm.
And
yeah.
Look, as I said before, let's face it, not going to be everyone's cup of tea. And, you know, everyone's got different styles of playing and producing.
Yep.
But at the end of the day, I think what needs to be done is just to listen to the artist and everything like that. And in regards to the mixing process, it needs to be very, very clear to the artist. And that's why I got you in.
Yeah.
When we were mixing. Sometimes, look, not all artists are able to come into the mix, and a lot of the mixing and mastering people are on the other side of the world where they have to send things back.
Yes.
And, you know, you've got a few different opportunities to change your mix, but it was good that you're here, that you were here and you can actually see it.
Yeah.
That's the best way of mixing.
Yeah, definitely.
And then you get to listen to it in the car, at home and everything like that. But, yeah, it was a great track, an absolute pleasure to mix. And it was challenging for me to a certain point as well in the mix, because you had these layers of strings can be quite challenging to mix, especially when they're an acoustic, when they're coming from an acoustic violin.
It's not
a plug-in, it's not sampled, it's not anything like that.
Definitely strings. And also it was interesting, we had the vocals sent to us too from my friend in Germany.
That's right.
And because it was recorded on a different platform, I assume. So you had that role as well of blending everything and making it all
sound like it was here.
Yeah.
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 That's another challenge as well. But that is a good challenge. You get to see and you get to hear how others record their tracks. Even raw recording, the mic placement, the room, you know, and all of that. But that's all part of everything. It's all part of everything. But well done. It's great track.
Thank you.
And
likewise.
Hopefully that it's gonna go skyrocket. Before we sign off,
we'd love to thank our sponsors, Cake Eclipse, for these beautiful cakes, as Valentino is showing you here.
This is a lemon and raspberry and blueberry cake.
Oh, can't wait to eat it. And also musicproservices.com.
Yes.
.com
Music for all your all the producing needs,
lessons,
guitar lessons, anything music really. Also, if wanted to mention as well,
for people who are listening to this podcast and watching this podcast, if you're an independent artist and you want to come on, and would love to have you on as an independent artist and just have a bit of a chat, you'll find the links accordingly from this podcast, whether it's on the podcast platforms or YouTube. Contact us.
Yeah, send us a message, and we'd Instagram love to have you on.
I think that's probably the best way.
Yeah, Instagram's pretty good. Yeah.
We've got a few guests this year.
Yes.
And hopefully we're going to have a lot more traction in this podcast as well. I'm really enjoying doing the co-hosting as well.
Yeah, me too. It's I've always enjoyed this, and it's also great because I love to do these because I get a day off. I get excited. I'm like, oh, this is a day I'm not at work and I can come here and be creative and just talk music.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
And not everyone has that opportunity. I'm very grateful for that. Me too. Very grateful. Very grateful to have this opportunity and sit down and talk with you as well. It's about what we love and it's about music, and I think sometimes we can't stop talking about it. We can't stop thinking about it. So, we did a whole year's worth last year.
Yeah.
So let's hope it just continues and
It'll keep flowing. Look, yeah. we've already got a little list now.
We have got a little list.
Growing and growing.
Yep. And hopefully this podcast can grow and grow and help more and more of the artists, especially the independent artists here as well. But Amla, thank you.
Thank you.
Till next time.
Bye.
Ciao. The Strike A Chord Podcast, presented to you by ValentinaFlamenco.com and AmlaMusic.com.